you do not have to live in a recession. Join Kenneth Copeland and his guest, Dr. Leroy Thompson, as they share the keys to living in God's plan of prosperity despite how the world says you must live. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Friday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Praise God. Leroy Thompson has been with us all last week and all this week, and my, Brother Leroy, what God has said to us. I'm more excited than ever that we're not just trying to get through. I mean, hey, this is time for everything that God has planned all during the past is supposed to come to pass right now.
Goodness.
Oh, glory to God. Father, we just give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Leroy, take us on into this today and what God's got planned for you for this.
Yes, I want to deal with some climatic moments in some of the material that we have in No More Empty Hand. We'll start by reading in Exodus again. I want to read two scriptures in Exodus again, Exodus 3 and Exodus 23. Exodus 3, we read these words. We've been reading them all the week long. I read them from different translations, but I'm just going to read from the King James Version. And 3 and 21. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. And we establish the fact through translation and different study that he meant no empty hand. Mm-hmm. Now, in the 23rd verse, and I think one of the major key factors in you not having empty hands is that the Lord don't want you to come before him empty-handed, and that the Lord wants you to be able to do his work. And to do the Lord's work, you have to have something in your hand. Mm-hmm. So here in Exodus 23 and 14, he said, thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. So the Lord don't want us to come in before him empty. Now today, I want to give some power points pertaining to no more empty hand. And the first power point is, the Lord does not want his people going empty. Ye shall not go empty, or you will violate a law. Now, I want to read some scripture that substantiate that. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9 says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do.
All that you do. Oh, that's good.
And then in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the commandments is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life. And then he goes on, he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening, watch what he says, withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. In other words, he's talking about using your hand, but be a consistent and a persistent sower at all time. And then in Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25, the Lord do not want his people going empty. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. What measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. Mm-hmm. And to you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has.
So what you determine is, the way you measure it is the way God measures it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. In Deuteronomy 8:17, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Now remember, stay on track what we're talking about. We're talking about the Lord does not want his people going empty. You shall not go empty, or you will violate a law. The Lord do not want you to violate these laws. He wants you, Psalm 112, verse 3, and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Job 36:11, If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Genesis 26, 4 and 5.
Yeah.
And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nation of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, statutes, and my law.
Yes,
when a man, a woman keep the law, statutes, commandment of God, they cannot have empty hands. God do not want them to have empty hands. PowerPoint number two. The Lord wants an abundant increase and overflow in your life. Psalm 115, verse 14. All of these will be in the book. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You, how can I put it? You can't see this. And your children. I mean, it's scripture after scripture. Psalm 112, verse 3, say it again. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endured forever. PowerPoint number three. If you come before him empty, he cannot fulfill his purpose for you. If you come before him empty, he cannot fulfill his purpose for you nor through you. PowerPoint number four. He cannot establish divine stewardship through you to fulfill his mission in the earth's realm. That's very important to God. God has a mission in the earth's realm. That's why I wrote Money with a Mission. That book, again, I always like to talk about it because I came out with Money Coming. I know it was a divine prophetical word from God because it had so much effect on my life, and then it began to have effect on people. And I was at Brother Hagin camp meeting. Ken Jr. told me, Dad wants you to preach at 2 o'clock. I didn't know it. I had gotten this revelation of Money Coming. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, yeah, but you know Dad wants to preach. I said, yeah, I'll preach. I went back to the hotel and got before God. When I came out in that meeting, you know, it had hundreds of people, probably 1,000 people,
oh, 2 o'clock. Thousands of people.
And I got up and I just told a testimony about how I received Money Coming. First time telling it publicly, I told it to Carol, how Money Coming came to me and what I believe at that time, what it meant. And as I was talking, hundreds, probably 1,000 of people got on their feet. And I was wondering, you know, am I preaching this bad? They about to leave or what? The people start with money in their hand. I never seen it before. They came to the altar, right there in that camp meeting, and start laying it on the altar.
Nobody mentioned the offering or nothing. You were still preaching. God, you were standing there, and here they just started
God
coming.
Confirmed that revelation.
And Leroy, what shook me was that happened for the next 3 or 4 years. Every time you'd stand up and preach, and that revelation would come forth. You never said anything about it. Oh, people just start coming. It was a divine manifestation of it.
It's still happening. I wouldn't anoint you to come up on me. I never say anything. Every Sunday in my church, I'd be preaching. All of a sudden, people just getting out of their seat and pile money up on the altar. It's a God love a cheerful giver. He released it in that prophetical word and gave people the heart to give, that they want to give. And Brother Copeland, many have become debt free following that revelation.
Well, it sure helped me.
Many have become free.
And the thing that happened to me was the same thing. I'd never seen that. And then the first time I heard you preach it, it released something in me. Well, up until then, Leroy, I'd never got up and come up there and disturb the message or something and be walking around up there while somebody's preaching.
Yeah.
But it was so drawing, it was so strong, and it didn't even occur to me that I was doing something out of line. I just went to looking for whatever I had in my pocket. I wanted to
Up to this day, I'll be in the midst of a revelation, and a person walk up to me and hand something. Up to this day, the Lord would not let me scorn them or anything. I just receive it. And you know I don't lose that revelation. Another one come
and
right
they're
around
not, they're
it.
They're not giving it to you.
No.
It's that anointing and it's...
They put it in God.
Yeah,
they put it in God. And they're becoming cheerful giver. Also in that same meeting, I'm going to get back here. Also in that same meeting, I made a statement. I said, this will be the largest 2 o'clock service offering that ever been received in the history of this camp meeting. Now, man, you know, you said something there. I said, what have I said? When I got the report, it was the Lord. It's just that it was God confirming it or none. Mm-hmm. And he went on to confirm it further. I said, if I just have somebody to write my books like Brother Hagin books and don't take me out of the book, leave my personality in the book, God, I'd be happy about it. I went to eat and went in the foyer. And Brother Hagin, the girl who did Brother Hagin's book, he said, hey, Brother Leroy, I'm your home girl. I'm Becky. I do all Brother Hagin's book. If you ever need any book written, I'll take care of it for you. And he was confirming that revelation all that day, confirming the revelation. But anyway, he cannot establish divine stewardship through you to fulfill his mission in the earth's realm with empty hand. PowerPoint number 5, Brother Copeland. He wants something in your hand so you can activate his principle. And his plan and his promises. You remember we talked about the promise, the plan, and the purpose? He wants something in your hand so you can activate his principles and his plan and his promises. The law of sowing and reaping. There in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, he says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold, and heat, and summer, and winter, and day, and night shall not cease. In Galatians 6, 7, he says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. What for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. PowerPoint number 6, all God need is a seed. No seed, no harvest. God needs an entry. Now I'll break that down. God has set a way for us to enter into his plan, enter into his purpose, enter into his provision. And that way is a seed. Because even when he made Adam and he made the announcement on how Adam was going to function, he told him you have dominion, he told him subdue, replenish, multiplied, but he said, I've given you trees, and every tree bearing the seed. Mm-hmm. So the seed system was being set, and God still works by the seed system. Another thing in having no more empty hand, you must establish your source. And there are three or four scriptures here. Philippians 4:19, we talked about it earlier. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Man, I can't hardly stand it. The world and they that dwell therein. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. We cannot establish your soul without reading Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. All of these scriptures, you have to establish that God is your soul. Your job is not your soul.
No.
Huh? No man is your soul. No. When you get to the point where you recognize that God is your source, here's what I'm hearing now. When you get to the point where you really recognize that God is your source, you will become a bona fide sower. See, because what keeps people from sowing is fear. What keeps them sowing is lack. Even greed. And they talk about greed of a person grabbing, but there's a greed in holding back and not giving when God tells you to give. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, there's a greed. So, I have this as a PowerPoint in that book, and this is the time for it. What we have seen the last 5 or 6 months, and here we hear with this message. When it looked bad, that's a point here. When it looked bad, sow. S-O-W. When it looked bad, sow. Genesis 26:1, we went over that. And there was a famine in the land. Beside the first famine that was in the day of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Amalek, king of the Philistine, unto Gerar. And 26:12 says, Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. I never can do this but by divine appointment. Because of the mess that I have, I got to be real mindful how I deal with money and when I deal with money, because I have an anointing. But you know, this is a prime time. This is Friday. This is offering day in Brother Copeland Ministry. This is a prime time for you to make assurance to your heart that what's going through this world system now, and especially if you're a partner, if you're not a partner, you need to become a partner. And this is some of the richest soil you can get your hand on. It's time. Time look bad. When things look bad, it's time to sow. Find a seed. Sow a seed. Sow a seed that you recognize you have sowed something. Don't sow a regular seed. Sow a seed that means something to you. And put yourself in the flow of abundant increase and the blessings of God. I just felt that you, I want to exalt you to begin to sow. Because when you sow, it caused the harvest to come. Lean on God for your finances. In Proverbs 3:5, it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. Begin to lean all your financial weight, all your financial responsibility.
Oh, that's good, man.
Begin to lay it on God.
Yeah.
Lean on God. This, when things, you say it every now and then, I send a little cliche like this. When things get lean, lean on God.
Yeah.
It's the time. There's no time for playing. No time for you to be scattering or straddling the line. Now, you need to know what side you're on. You need to know who you're trusting in. You need to know who is your souls. You need to know that God can work it out. You need to know that God will not fail you. You need to know that God is still a blesser. You need to know that if you yield to God, say, God, throw your hand in the air, say, God, I've tried to do this thing myself. It is not working. I've tried man's way. I've tried positive minded. I've tried all these different pyramids they've made and different kind of triangles and rectangles and all other kind of stuff. And I'm still in financial problem, God. I surrender. I've heard these men of God these 2 weeks. I'm hearing this Friday about your amazing, great, how good you are to us. I surrender to your finances.
Sir.
And if they do that, God will bless you.
I remember the day, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I remember the day.
Yeah, no worry, no fear. I have no worry. What's going on here does not bother me one iota. I have not to be. I sleep good at night. I'm not concerned. I know man ways are going to fail, but God's still on the throne, and I've tapped into God. God know me. I know God. I know God ways, so you don't have to worry.
Amen.
God's blessing. Here's number 10. It's a systematic blessing. There must be a separation and a showing. In other words, in Genesis 12:1, now the Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country. See, there must be a separation. You must make a separation of yourself from the world and from thy kindred and from thy father's house, and then there come the showing. God said, if you do that, unto a land that I will show thee. There are certain things, Brother Copeland, that I had to withdraw myself from. Not necessarily no sin. It's certain people I had to withdraw myself. People are talking doubt and unbelief almost to the point of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. When you doubt God, you have to get yourself from around those people.
Yeah, you do.
You know. And then the Lord, when you make that separation, then the Lord said to Abraham, unto a land that I will show thee. When the Lord gave me the revelation of no more empty hands, I said, God, what way to go with this? Show me how to teach this to the body of Christ. I sense in my heart that it was a prophetical word for the kingdom of God. I believe this is, with all my heart. As a matter of fact, the Lord told me in Florida, this is an end-time message, he says to me. He says, don't write money coming on no T-shirt, no license plate.
It's more precious than
he
that.
Said, not even... They
it's
made,
not a cute saying.
Yeah, they made songs out of it, but I didn't never endorse any song because he says it's not a song. He says it's a prophetical word for my people at this end time. As a matter of fact, when God says I'm coming to look for a church without spot or wrinkle, one of the biggest wrinkles the church has is being broke. Yeah. And he said, I got work I got to be done. And God says, This message will be here since the day I opened my mouth and spoke those words, money cometh. They haven't lost one inch of power. I've been in meeting, and I would mention those words, and the power of God still hit the place because God said, this message is leading to the second coming of Jesus Christ. I use it all the time in my teaching. I think it was your mom would tell you that Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use it all the time. And I use it with my congregation. I said, she would tell Brother Colton, Jesus is coming today. And so the day passed, and he said, Mom, I thought you said Jesus was coming. Yeah, but he's coming today.
Yeah, she said it every day. Get ready, he's coming.
I said, Mom, just back before I say it, yeah. I used to, you know.
I used it all the time.
I carried it around, but I said, Mama, yeah. Jesus didn't come today. She said, you'll be coming tomorrow.
She said it every day, and she lived like that. She lived like that,
yeah.
With the expectation of Jesus coming.
Yeah.
And I think you can stay on the cutting edge if you do that. Your man, the Bible said, no man know what hour, what time he's going to come. And that's the way I stay on the cutting edge.
Keeps you fresh, keeps you ready. Praise.
But this is an end time message. I pray that it's been a blessing to the people who've been listening. There's a whole lot of material we couldn't cover in the book. There's a whole lot of stuff. I've been trying to get some out, you know. But
yeah, amen. But Leroy, there's never been a time like this time.
Oh, I think
never been a time like it.
And you must hear. You have to hear now. You have no choice.
It's coming apart. The world system's coming apart at the seams, and God's system is emerging out of this thing, and that's the one you want to be.
That's
in.
The one you want to be.
That's
in.
The secret place of the Most High.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh my goodness. We're out of time, Brother Leroy, and I'll be back in just a moment. What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever, ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org. or call 800-600-7395.
Now, Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate or respond to him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if you don't give up.
Okay.
I was praying over all of this. This was in October, right? Just as the whole mess just fell in. Yeah. This was on the 20th day, so on Sunday, and I was praying and the word of the Lord came to me. Wow. Now, I want you to listen to what he said here, because this is right in line, and you sow today. You sow whatever the Spirit of God tells you to do, but keep this in mind. I'm going to make it available to you so you'll have it. Don't pay attention or make any plans based on what the media says or what the politicians say. Stand on my word. In John 16, that's when he said, I'll send the Holy Spirit to you,
hallelujah.
And whatever he hears, he'll speak.
That's right.
Listen to him. Pay attention to me. I, the Holy Spirit, will obey those verses in John 16. I'll show you things to come. I'll lead you through troubled times. I already have the plan for you, and it is very good. Follow it. It'll not only get you through, it'll place you in a very high place, a rich place, a strong place of victory. You'll have to discipline yourself now and be diligent to listen to me. All the other voices will have a plan. They'll have a word. Mm-hmm. They'll have an idea for your future and your security. Don't listen to Babylon's system. Mm-hmm. It has fallen apart. My system is stronger than ever. My kingdom is flourishing, and the blessing is the place to be. Keep your eyes on my word. Listen to it. It'll guide you. I'll perform it. Love me. Love my people as I have loved you. Walk in it. Love never fails, and neither does my plan, saith the Lord. Be very cautious to stay completely clean from covetousness. 1 Timothy 6:10,
yes,
the Lord took us there,
yes.
Must live in the forefront of your thinking. If you'll do these things and continue therein, you will come into your wealthy place, a place lifted up, a place in me already planned and prepared for you now, here, not heaven, not yet. It'll seem like heaven,
yes,
right in the midst of all the trouble, and you'll be able to reach out to untold numbers of suffering people with the good news of the gospel. I'm coming soon, saith the Lord, sooner than you think. Keep your eyes on me, and you'll get the job done.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Lord, we keep our eyes on
Hallelujah.
You. In Jesus' name, we pray over this offering. We receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Those of you outside the United States, your offering doesn't come here. It'll stay right in the area where the broadcast is being provided for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let me tell you, when you're in Louisiana, you know what to do, don't you? You know where to go to church, don't you? Praise God. Next week, Gloria is coming. She's got a masterpiece and a master plan, and we'll see you next time. Thank you, Leroy. God bless you, man. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales. Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elk Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.